British Golden Altair in a land known as Starplex, a musical kingdom in which the palatial edifice is serving as temporary lodging to some of this world's most impressive and regal of current modern-day female singing sensations. The theme of the event, and indeed the moniker of their presentation, is Lilith Fair, a biblical nomenclature which is as appropriate as it is fitting. It's very impressive because right now I am standing backstage just a few paces away from the large knockered artist known as Jewel, an impressive female indeed. Her royal tatas on display for the entire world. Her musical mammies dancing about her solar plexus like two big undulating Chris Farleys. During her musical set, it was terrific to see her inhale between musical passages, filling her lungs with precious air and emphasizing the proud flesh of her distaff nature, which most certainly drew the attention of the Indigo Girls. The Indigo Girls, of course, the butchest of all the musical acts. It was right before the Indigo Girls took the stage that I observed as one of them strapped one on before heading towards the platform. I, of course, speak of a Fender Stratocaster, the doyen of all electronic stringed instruments. And as I stand backstage, I'm standing near the buffet where tacos are being consumed left and right by all of the females present. But oddly enough, the sausage remains untouched, hardliners. And when I ask the butch-looking cook if she had failed to make the sausage tasty enough to consume, perhaps failing to add some hickory smoke flavor, she became indignant and quickly added that she would never in a million years, quote, smoke a sausage. And hardliners, if I might add a quick word on corporate sponsorship, that with as much tuna around here, they should rename Starplex Starfish, as there are tables full of the sandwiches made of the popular fish around the entire backstage area. And hardline, also, in an example of not letting your head get in the way, earlier this wonderful day, it was extremely interesting to see one girl riding another girl's snapper. I refer, of course, to the lawnmower that Joan Osborne brought on tour with her to mow the lawn of Starplex, which has grown up. And what was so impressive was that the girl riding was Sarah McLachlan, a superstar showing that a big head just isn't in her nature. Hardliners, from the Starplex musical kingdom of Lilith Fair, this is British Gordon reporting for BBC One.
Whoa. Boy, I can certainly see why...
taking a shot at you.